It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Fam, Magic.
Fuck us!
Kazeem Jamal. Is that how I normally do it?
No, you come with a bit of like pizzazz, bit of style, a bit of guile.
You got nine to pop. No,
I only did that. Nah. I only brought it back once. What did I normally say?
The previous, the first 50 episodes.
K to the A to the Z.
Yeah, you've had a few.
You've had
K to the A to the Z. Yeah, that's me. Oh yeah,
that's me.
A to the Z. In between Michael Akadiri and Darren G.
There you go.
Pause.
That's horrible. That, but we have to run with it. We are out of time. To the left, to the left.
Ask for your bill payer's permission. Who's that? That's me. Me is Darren G. G.
Come
G.
on.
Is I need that... a new intro.
Yeah, let's start this pod properly. Let's start it properly. This is start of the pod.
Okay.
First and foremost, messages. Shout out.
Who are we shouting out?
Happy birthday, Kazeem's mom.
Hey, big up.
How do you feel about this, that I said happy birthday to your mom?
It gives me flashbacks to a WhatsApp conversation.
That's what I was going for. It
gives me flashbacks to a WhatsApp conversation. It didn't end too well, so.
Yeah, big up, man. Big up. I was about to call her Queen Jamal, but that's incorrect.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling everyone.
People don't really know the governments, do they?
What, Queen Jamal?
Yeah, I was about to call her Queen Jamal, but that's technically incorrect, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's odd. I've got a different surname to my mum.
True that. But, yeah, big her up. Shout her out, man.
What's true?
Yeah, big up. That's one more year, fucking. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, mum.
One more year, pandem.
She hates that song.
I was hosting a show on the weekend and there was a birthday girl who came up to, lady, I should call her, and she came up to the stage.
Too old to be a girl, hear it.
Yeah, she's 50 plus.
You're celebrating birthdays, bitch.
And she's like, every say, one more year, pandem. Anyway, this is nice. It's the first time in at least probably 4 to 6 weeks that all three of us are here.
Yeah,
the Three Musketeers back upon your screens, in your ears. So
the three clarks. Bumba Ross and Pussy.
So how are we feeling, fellas? How are we doing? You all good?
That was aggressive.
That was wild. It was wild.
Pick one. Which one are you?
I'm going Bumba. Ross.
Oh, you see how I've learned my lesson, because the last time we had to quickly dibs names, I accidentally called myself Michelle.
I'm Michelle!
And that was like a year ago.
Oh, yeah. You cooked yourself. Mm-mm. Anyway, how we doing? We all good?
Wow, your phone is murked.
No, I know.
It's disgusting, that.
Yeah.
I need my... I'm broke, baby. I'm broke. I ain't got money, man.
Why don't you get insurance on your phone?
That would have been sensible. No, I had it for the first year.
No, you can still get insurance on your phone.
And just claim it like it's just happened.
Give it a month or two.
Yeah.
Oh no, I broke my screen.
Are you even Nigerian, bro?
Oh.
Hey, man.
Why do you not even own Apple by now?
Yeah.
Jeez. One more year upon them. Very sensible, man. Very sensible. Let's not say too much online, but very Very sensible. But yeah, we good? How we doing, fellas? Bless. Your all family good? All good?
All good.
All good, man.
All good, all good.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah. All good, yeah, yeah, man. We had we're nesting. Is that the term? When you're trying to get ready for another baby? Yeah, we're nesting. So we took our boy to my mum's or my family's house for the weekend. We dropped him off there and then we just start getting all his old baby stuff up from the loft and sorting out what we can use again, what we can't use again. And I don't know, I guess I'm the first one to have two, it's got to be another boy, so it's two boys. Is it, obviously there's a lot of hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Is it, and I there were some tops, like small bathrobes had Nathaniel's name on it. And I was like, okay, he can wear that. He said, no, he can't. He's got the same name. Where do you stand on that? Can he have a bathrobe that has someone else's name on it, his brother's name on it? Or is that too much of a hand-me-down? Is that too far down the hand-me-down sort of thing? I'm like, she's like, he can't wear this bathrobe. He should get his own.
Hey, man. Hey, little man. Should have been first.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't see an issue with it. Like, my name's not Nike or Adidas. No, I wear stuff with that.
Darren has come in a particular mood today.
And I'm
here for it.
Nike or Adidas. It's true. Yeah. You'll be wearing these brands exactly. That have names that have no relation.
So you need to wait for a moment where she's wearing some kind of branded clothing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's when you just slam dunk your point on your pregnant wife's head.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
And she'll love that. She'll love that. That's when she's going to burst into tears. You have to apologize. And then you're going to have to search yourself.
But in terms of logic, it's very hard logic to argue against.
When is the due date?
Like early Jan.
So this isn't actually like the mother nature nesting period, is it?
Well, when's that?
It's like an imminent time before the waters break.
Oh,
like,
no, we're not there.
Surge of energy to clean up everywhere.
Oh, no, we're not there. No, this is just more like, we can't do anything with Nathaniel in the house, so let's get him out so we can actually just do stuff, bring stuff around, move stuff around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now we're going to start washing his old stuff, make sure it's all nice and fresh and whatnot. So it's just good to do stuff logistically and get the house ready. So that's how I spent this past weekend.
No, but we'll give some second child. It's just, I mean, you love him the same. But it's just not all the bells and whistles.
Is it the novelty? Was it like? Did you even move when?
Like
son came out, Zavi came out.
Like, did you wasn't even sure I had photos of the birth. I was talking about it at work. It's like, I don't think I took any photos. I had to look at my clouds, and I was like, "Oh no, I did."
Mm.
But I don't remember. I don't even remember doing it. I must just be like, "Oh yeah."
I get that though, because obviously. I've only seen one.
Birth. Yeah.
But now having had a kid,
mm.
I know if I was to have another one, like when it's that time, like when my son first came out and they were like, "Yeah, put clothes on him," I looked at Cherie's mum and I was like, "I don't know, can you help me?"
Mm.
And like I was like, "Seki, could I be like, fam, put that on your."
That's me. I was still delicate with him because they are just small. Small. And you're like, I forgot how small they are.
But because, they're more durable than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like Zadie had the whole treatment. It says like newborn photo shoot, 6 month photo shoot, first birthday cake smash photo shoot, hand cast, foot cast, all these things.
Oh, rah.
All these, like, she's got this massive, like, life size canvas, like so. The picture of it is actually her actual size. She's got all of that, but because we haven't done that for Zavi, we don't put her stuff up because, like,
I was gonna say, man's looking at the wall and he's like,
yeah, that's
so that's mum,
it's that's dad, but there's gonna come,
Zadie. Yeah, cool, that was before me,
yep,
but this one. This is her wall. This is my wall.
Empty. What?
He's gonna come with David. They discover the stuff in the garage.
So you better put down the lock and key.
I only got enough sense of humor where they're gonna find bare canvases. Like, raw, this is canvases of when we were little. And they said, like, oh, this is Zadie's one, and then another.
Have
one
you seen that Friends episode?
Zadie and No, who's this? What, Ross and
Ross
Monica?
Ross and Monica.
This is Bear Ross pictures.
And basically, the garage where they stored all their old stuff flooded.
Oh, they used them.
And they used Monica's boxes to like stop the water.
Oh, bro.
So they only had Ross's stuff left, but they would put like inconspicuous things of Ross's in Monica's box. And she'd be like, I didn't play with Action Man.
No, no, yes, you did.
And he'd be like, no, you love this toy. And he's like, no.
They're trying to fugazi
you. Yeah. But this is how you could, you know, reverse it. At the end of that episode, the dad's like, do you know what? Really sorry. Take my Porsche, it's yours. And she gets a Porsche. And then she's like, I'm over it.
That'll do it.
So if you see Zabby eyeing up that car downstairs, but you know.
That's funny. Is it that you just didn't have the impetus to do the same
again?
We
had a discussion about it. And then we looked at the price and we looked at each other and went, what the fuck were we smoking? Were we spent this much on safety?
But to play devil's advocate, you man saved money as well.
Yeah.
You could have been like...
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Did you know that bit in the show when he's like, we just saved. Right? And he goes,
that's out.
And then he looks at the picture price and he's like, nah. Do not let Zabby listen to this episode.
Yeah. It'll be heartbreak. But do you think it was one of those things where, because Zadie was your IVF child, miracle child, that it was almost like, I don't know if this
exactly
could happen again.
So we're just like, we're going crazy on this one, because this might be our only child and we're going to enjoy this as much as we can and stuff. So yeah, so then when Zavi came along, was like, we may have gone too hard.
Too hard in the paint cast pictures.
We should have dialed that one back. Because these pictures are fire. But we don't
imagine.
Hey, but that's an interesting way to look at it, or like the way to experience it. Because obviously, because I was born after like tough times.
Yeah.
And we did nothing.
Was it more of just, we're just happy he's here?
Yeah.
But do you think...
Like, I got video... The only thing I got is, like, videos of his, like, first bath.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a video of him when he first... I've got his first steps on video.
Right,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. And obviously, I've got... well, you did the pic... You got, like, the hands and feet.
Yeah.
I've got a tattoo here of his life-size hands and feet.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you think, though... Like, I don't know. Maybe this is sexist. I don't know. But do you know...
And his mum hasn't got any tattoos, so that means I love him the most, if you're listening, son.
What? Hey man, hey, you throw mud at it.
Does she have any tattoos at all?
She like, there's two kids and she's only got one of your names on it. So I'm just saying, boys and girls. I'm joking. She's planning to get something this year, I think.
But
I did it straight away.
Hey man, everything's fair in love and war. But you know, like, maybe this is sexist, I don't know, but all the stuff that you did, the sort of handprints and whatnot, was that largely driven by Naomi? Or was that driven by you?
No, Naomi, I think, yeah.
So do you think, conversely, because obviously it was both yours and Naomi's first child, and it was a child that you both were sort of glad it happened, do you think in your situation, Kazim, because it wasn't Cherie's first child, there was the novelty had worn off. The novelty we're now talking about has worn off, so there wasn't that
she's
desire.
She's having second child syndrome.
No, so she wanted to do all that stuff. I'm just lazy.
Well, you just didn't back it.
I was like, no, we should definitely do it. And then she was on it. And like, we should do the...
Be fair, it's me who had to find where to do it and book it.
Yeah, and once that onus got put on me, I was just like, yeah. And then 6 months went by and I was like, he still looks new. So we got time. And then now he's like, fuck, you think I'm sitting still for this picture, blood? Dickheads, fam.
True, fair.
Yeah. But we did mention, we did say something about maybe doing something like to get a family picture, because he was meant to do a sibling picture at Alani's school and he just wouldn't have it. He just was like, I don't want to sit fucking down. And he didn't get a picture taken.
What, is he in the nursery attached to her school?
No, they just do some deal just, where you can be like, you've got a sibling. Yeah.
Oh, you can bring them in? Oh, yeah. fair. I wasn't aware.
And he was like, I don't want to fucking do this.
He went, yeah. So you brought him in and he just specifically for that and...
I was not there, so...
Oh, okay.
That's... Yeah, we got nursery pictures coming soon. Like they've done the pictures. We were told they had nice pictures. But when I mean, I'll say this, he was like, he kept on hitting me and I didn't want him in a picture of me.
I love the fact that you're at the age that you can actually like talk to her.
Yeah.
Is that since you turned three or was that probably two onwards?
Two, she's always been good talking.
Yeah.
But like, now she's just a little girl, like rather than...
Yeah, a so, child, a
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I go away for the weekend, I come back, I feel like my son has learnt so much.
Yeah.
He came in, I came in the door and he was like, Dad, look, it's a dinosaur. It wasn't, but that sentence was cold.
Yeah.
Wow, you smashed it.
Jurassic Park.
You smashed that, bro.
Yeah, he's like, did a full sentence.
It's an oven.
But
fucking thumbs up, bro. Thumbs up. One day you'll point and get it on a dinosaur.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he gets on a dinosaur more often than not. But he's saying bear stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah, full sentences. The first full sentence I heard him say, which I was happy to hear, but in the moment I wasn't because it just made me have to do some work.
What was it? Mikawatea.
No, he was... he's woke up in the middle of the night. Nobody's gone to him. And he's like, dad. He always calls dad at night. Mm. But I think he doesn't know the word. A collective word for mum and dad. Because he goes, dad, mum. But then he's like, dad. So she went in. And he went, no. Cuddle from daddy. Oh, she just walked off. This is like 2 in the morning. She's like, I've been woken up, but you're crying. Your stupid dad didn't even wake up to this crying. And then, as she came in, I was like, I heard that. I was like, I mean, it's a pretty definitive sentence that.
He knows what he wants.
I better go in. I was like, hey, son, his dad. Hey. He's like, dad.
Many are called for your chosen. Put my cape on real quick.
What? That is different.
Something in the wind. Ooh, no one remembers that from Batman?
No, I'm not huge.
Alright, cool.
I do like Batman though.
Don't know.
Yeah, I watched the big movies.
But... He just stands on the top of the building like this, and that song plays. I was trying to figure out. Don't worry about it.
That's dope though. My son doesn't request me at night. He loves his mum, man.
Yeah.
Like if I try to hug him, he's just
my son. Don't request me away if I'm there.
He doesn't.
If I'm there, and his mum's there. Yeah. He's like, fam, fuck off.
Two.
Me.
Oh, so
he wants too much.
If it's just me and him. Anyone else can go kick rocks.
Mm.
He's rocking and rolling with me. If I'm not there, apparently he calls for me all the time. Make it make sense.
See, he wants you there, but...
He just,
I ain't making a fuss about it.
He's a cat, I told you. Yeah.
Man's a man. Well, you're a man to get excited for another next man.
Whereas Alani's like my shadow.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So, but obviously we're talking about two kids... one thing we wanted to talk about this pod was obviously dealing with conflicts for two children. Yeah. Of course, Kazeem, you're in a position where the two children, your two kids are 9 and 2? Is that the age gap? And
that's correct, sir.
Darren, your two kids is...
I'm dumb.
3 and 1?
Yep, 19 months between them. Stupid.
19 months.
They're literally double, she's double his age at the moment.
So, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, how do they fight? Do they squabble? I presume, Darren, you're dealing with a lot more, you're a referee more often than Kazeem is, but what is it like?
Mate, I'm so done. I'm so done with their antics. it's just like, well, so it was one way in the sense of, obviously she's got the advantage on speech.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only her story, it's only her account of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But she's older, she's more aware that she can't just react how she wants to react. And I think that creates some frustration there, because this guy is just a fucking terrorist.
Mm.
Like, literally just, sometimes he's playing, sometimes he's just being an arsehole.
Yeah.
Like, he's just hitting her.
Oh, wow.
And then she's moving away and he's just following her, just going. And he's just got this, and he's got this, that dumb grin on his face. Like he's not even making eye contact with her. It's just. I'm like, Zav, stop. And he's just not even looking at me. He's like. And then I like, bark his name, but he looks at me like, oh, well, I didn't know you were there. Like, what's
going on? Nah, he's acting all innocent.
Yeah, that's going on. And then still just go for it.
Is this at just any time? Just dead, just sitting in the living room. He just.
But then, what the issue is how she plays with him. So, she's he's done all that. They've moved away from each other. She's come. Say he's there. She's come run over to hug me, and then she'll just go, bow, just on the top of his head. And then he's just like, game on. And then he's just like,
is it? Okay.
And then when I point out to her, I go, but did you not just hit him? And then she'll just look at me and just start laughing. I'm just like, why am I involved? Why am I? I don't want to be involved in this.
Dan's like, I'm going to go upstairs and whoever meets me there is the winner. Okay.
And that's the thing. He's like, I can leave them sat opposite ends of the sofa, both engrossed in TV like that. Have a good time.
They
watch the same thing. I was like watching it, and I'll literally go to the kitchen, and like before I even set foot in the kitchen, I'm just like, oh my god! It's just,
do you take sides?
I think instinctively I take his side, but I think that's because he's just the younger one.
Okay.
But then sometimes I'll think, oh, let me not just dive straight in. Let me just try to get a view of what's happening before I go in. And I'll sometimes see it, and she's literally just stood there, just like Philly show,
completely defense, just, you know, in defense
full
mode,
Floyd Mayweather. And yeah, she's just like, and she's like, no, stop, and it just means nothing to him.
He just fuels him.
You might as well speak Arabic. He just doesn't understand.
They're like, bang, haymaker. Yeah. Haymaker. Just hammer fist.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was like, what is this? And then,
this is life.
Yeah, so I was just pick him up and just put him in his higher chair.
But does he do that to you? Or does he?
Yeah, he hits everyone. This is thing.
Okay. So he's not being specific. He's not being like, you're my sister. I'm going to beat you, but not beat my father or mum.
No, he's hitting everyone.
Okay.
He's just playing. I think that's him playing.
Yeah.
But it's, sometimes he's not playing. Sometimes he's grunting with it and he's just like going for it. And
does he go to nursery yet?
Yeah.
Did they report that nursery?
No reports of him hitting anyone at nursery.
Oh, wow.
So this guy's just a violator at home.
So the people he knows that can't really hit him back, he's going for. That's interesting. Do they call that bully? What do they call that? I don't know what that is.
Just a piss taker, isn't he?
Yeah.
Habitual line stepper.
The folks who can't hit him back, he's going for it.
Unity!
The report from nursery was he just needs to get better at sharing toys. But other than that, there's been no thing about him hitting
people. Not. Interesting. Mm. And then what about your two? Any? Because I guess with your daughter, she's a lot older, so you like to think that okay, she clearly can see the age gap here. He's been a baby. Obviously, I know he's not such a baby now, but he's been a baby throughout when she's known him. So she's got to look down on him. So that she can't still be like, it's my equal. This is a fair fight. If he's misbehaving, right?
You'd think so. maybe a week after he came home, I think for like a solid 6 months, she saw him as a toy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And just something to like test things out. So one time I just saw her, like, he was just sleeping on the sofa. And I started to call my eyes. She was like, the finger was just going towards his mouth. And I was like, hey, no.
What?
But if I go back to my child brain, I might be sitting on the sofa like, I wonder what happens if I do this. Like, what happens?
Yeah.
I remember one time she threw like these big playing cards up in the air. And like one like came down and hit him in the face. Nothing major. And I didn't snap, but I was like, he's not a toy.
Yeah.
He's a person.
Yeah.
He's his big sister.
Yeah.
And then...
how did she react to that?
She was just like, I know.
But you don't.
But then again, that comes with that like internal conflict of like, how far can I tell her off?
Yeah.
Because like, look, on paper, if she's biologically mine, I'd be like, hey, the fuck are you doing? And vice versa. Like, when I tell him off, it's very different to when I tell her off. And there's like 7 years in between.
Yeah.
And then, so she would always be in his face, always be in his face. And he's like, obviously, doesn't have any motor skills, nothing. And we'd always say, when he figures shit out, he's coming for you.
Mm.
Right?
Well, is she in his face taunting him?
She'll just be like, from very early on, I'd say like within the first month, it was quite evident like, this boy doesn't like people in his space.
Right.
At all. Like, really. He, like, the person that can get the closest to him for an extended period of time is his mum. Anyone else too close to his face, especially now with words and stuff like that, he'll push your face, he'll tell you no.
Right.
It will get up, he'll walk away and all this kind of stuff. And should be in his face all the time. Like, stop getting in his
toddlers,
face.
Toddlers, I love being in people's faces. Like, he must have a nightmare at nursery and stuff. Like,
well, this is a different story.
Where kids just talk so...
Hello,
My name's Tim. Hello. It's like, bruv, back off, man. Why are you so close? Why are you so close to me? Hello. I like trucks. Just back.
With their breath, could have been eating what-sits,
pears,
fucking toast,
not that.
Because I must be handing out uppercuts for free.
Nursery's a whole different ballgame for this week, man. Oh. But yeah, and then when he got like more motor skills and he became a bit more aware of his surroundings, like, he was thumping her up.
Right, yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, to this day, she's got a scar here.
Oh.
For where he just dashed a book at her face.
This is what I mean.
He just dashed a book at her. And like, he was doing...
Well, that unprovoked now.
He was orchestrating unprovoked attacks.
Oh, wow.
For like a further 6 months. Like, these attacks were just like... So he happens. Would pull himself up to the sofa and like, behind his hand, he has something. He'd be like... If this was prison, he'd be like, hey, how you doing, man? He'd be like, yeah, you good? Hey, how you fighting? Just fucking dickhead,
just crash out.
Right. Just crash out and...
And it's crazy to watch because you've seen them from baby and this person's got such a head start.
Absolutely.
And this little one just comes to start.
And she'd be like, he just hit me. And I'd be like, it's called payback. We told you he was going to do this.
Oh, damn. So you're not even sympathetic. You're like, just like, hold it down.
There would be certain times when he would do something. And even like now, if he would do something like that was completely uncalled for. Like, there was no build up. Because what he would do is like, if you bothered him at 7 o'clock, he's getting you at 7:05. He's going to let some time pass. So it seems like everything's hunky-dory. And then he's coming to get you.
Right.
Yeah. Or like even 7:30, he's getting you back that night sure. But then it'll be like fresh in the morning. It'll just be like, I'm gonna throw a truck at her. And it'll be like, for what? Fucking, why not? I'm just gonna throw this truck right at her face.
Oh, dear.
Like, she'll be on the floor, like on her iPad, and he would just be like, dun, 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 fuck you, man. Just drop a truck on her face.
Sometimes he's sad. I'm not sure if he's even doing it on purpose, but there's been moments of like,
no, this dude is doing it on purpose.
But this is the thing though, but sometimes what happens is so, like, the odds of it happening, there must be some premeditation.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
like the other day, she was climbing up the stairs, he was at the top of the stairs, and he threw a toy downstairs through the gate, and that's before she's come up the stairs. So he's just throwing stuff down. And I thought, I know that he's going to throw something else. And he's going to just hit her straight in the head. I was like, he shouldn't hit her in the head. The head's a hard target to hit. But he's going to hit her straight in the head. And this, it didn't even bounce. It just went, whoosh, bang, right into her head. And he's just there, just like looking, just like, what's happening? Why is she crying? Why is she crying? It's like, you know, he hasn't linked anything to what he did to why she's crying.
No cause and effect, just full effect.
Like, he's like, why is she crying? Why is she crying? He's like, you just threw something in the head. He's like, he hit me. I was like, Zavi, say sorry. These stories are so fucking hollow.
You don't mean it.
Yeah, he's just repeating the words. Say sorry, Zadie. Sorry, Zadie. That's it. He's like, looked at me, he's like, did I say it right? Did I say it right?
You tell me.
Okay, I'm going now. I'm going to do something else. I was like, Zadie, he said sorry. Like, even she can't articulate, but she's like, that didn't fucking mean shit. Like, he didn't mean that.
They're just dangerous around each other.
Mm.
Like, there was times when he'd be like, just on the sofa.
Yeah.
And then like she would just like before like he was here, she would just run and jump on the sofa.
Mm.
And there was like no awareness that like there's somebody on the sofa now, yeah, that can't fucking confirm that.
Yeah.
And she would just like run and jump on the sofa. And like if he's here, like we've propped him up and he's like, yeah, what's going on everyone? Mm. She would jump like this way and land in this spot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's just knees and feet just everywhere. Elbows everywhere. And like, it was like one of them films where it's just like, I just fucking made it. Oh, like,
and is there nothing in her brain to be like, I shouldn't do this?
No, they've got
man is dying, you know.
There's no awareness, bro.
It is like being in a Wetherspoons. Like, that's what it is all the time. Just drunken patrons who've got no awareness of themselves or others around them. It's just, it's ridiculous. The amount of times I have to pull up, Zay's like, Zay, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because like, he would just be there and she would just grab his ankle and it's like, she's ready to just go yank, like off the sofa and stuff. Like, Zay, what are you doing? So, just playing. I was like, what do you think's going to happen when you pull Zay? So, just like that, I didn't really think that far ahead. Like, I don't know. I was like, do you think Zavi's gonna fall off the sofa? Yeah, it's just like, no, you mentioned it. It's like, yeah, he could fall off the sofa. I'll pull him like that, yeah.
Oh my god,
and actually, it's just constant. It's like, I'm changing his nappy. That's like, again, it's always after. Crying, he's hit me, he's troubling me, I want him to leave me alone. And now I'm changing his nappy, that's when she wants to come over and get in his face and just do something.
Oh, yeah. when he can't defend himself.
And now this guy's spinning around, and it's hard enough to change his nappy anyway. Oh, you don't think he's just got that mad core strength.
Yeah. Like, how did they swivel their hips like that?
I have no idea.
So, bam, properly.
And it's just like, I feel like I'm going to snap your back to put your leg.
Bro,
that's the amount of strength I feel like I need to put in.
To twist him back. Yeah.
And I was like, why have you done that, Zayda? And she's now just like, I'm playing with my shop now. Like, I've just caused the mayhem.
Yeah.
I've left.
Is that the shop? What? Who? Me?
Well,
what was that?
What happened? Yeah. She'd be like, oh, Zavi's not sitting still. It's like, shut up! This is your fault!
When they narrate what they're doing, hey.
We are in that era now of just like, the violence has stopped.
Yeah.
But like, now it's just like, who can wind each other up? Right. So like, even today, like, I brought them to my mum's and that so she could see them on her birthday.
Mm.
And there's this toy dinosaur that he does not like.
Yeah.
Right? Because he liked it at first.
Yep.
Then we turned it on and it moved. And he was like, fuck that dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then like, he's like watching something on the iPad, yeah? And the Lani's taking it out. And it's like, I was the worst kid.
For that.
Just in general. Yeah. I was just the worst kid. So there's, I always say to Alani, there's nothing you can do and I won't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, her mum's quite oblivious to it. Because her mum was a good kid.
What's the line playing 3D chess, she wants the iPad?
Huh?
Is she playing 4D chess, she wants the iPad?
No, they've got their own iPads.
Oh, right.
It's just, I'm going to get this dinosaur out and watch you freak out.
Oh, she's going to switch it on.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch you freak out. I'm just going to watch you freak out, yeah? And then the only thing she does that really that annoys me enough to, and this is what I will pull up on, yeah, he'll just be chilling and she'll just roll up on him and just G check his fucking dummy out of his mouth.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She, like, it happens so quick, I feel like it's a violation of his human rights. Like, bro, man's just chilling and it's just like, and you hear the, like, and all of us are just like, who got shot? Like, and she just goes, suck. She just rolls up on him. She goes, my damn bow. It's gone.
I bet he goes.
Hood man. Funny. Like, you're just walking. And yeah. You're like, what? You remember in Kid Out Hood?
Yeah.
When Sam rolls up on him and he's like, what's that? Yeah. Game Boy, Tribal 3, yeah?
Thank Matty. You.
That's what it's
thank like. You for I that. Bet, appreciate I that.
Not to hyperventilated.
No, he's just yeah, like, dude, nine times
just,
out of ten.
As you're at, he's just.
No, nine times out of ten.
Startled.
Like, he's startled. And like, with all their passer.
He don't realise he's been shot.
He can't. It's like in his eyes, he can't believe his sister did that. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
My own
all their other passes just like, whatever, I'll get you. You get me. Yeah. Like, and that one's like, why did you do that?
why'd you get me that?
Why did you do that to me? No, that's not on.
No, that is odd watching them.
Like, she'll take, like, so today, like, there's a car here, his car.
Mm.
So anything that, I don't know if you find this as well, anything that's his,
mm-hmm.
is now ours.
Yeah, she'll. Yeah. And stuff that, like, she's so bored of the toy. Like,
yeah. But anything that's hers.
It's so beneath her, the toy. But because he's playing with it, it's like, well, I want to play with the sharks now.
Yeah. Or if there's two of something, she'll be like, if it comes in a set, she'll be like, well, this is my one, and this is your one. She'll be like, your name went on the present.
Yeah, he's like, I play with both of these.
So she'll just pick up, like, his car. He's got this Formula One car that he loves playing with. He's not touching it.
Yeah.
She don't need it, but she'll go like this, she'll go. And now he's like, my car, mine, that's mine. And then she's like, but you weren't playing with it. And it's like, but on this side of her is a fully fledged iPad. What do you want this for?
Hey, this is it. Is.
The logic is crazy.
It's just ridiculous. And it's just constant, man. And like,
and if he touches that iPad, oi.
Yeah.
She's like, that is mine. So I came up with a rule the other day. I said, mine is not a word anymore that you two can use. More so you, because you get it. Like, he's still going to say it, but doesn't mean he's going to get it. Like, he's going to get what he wants. Because you lot own nothing in here.
You had to reset the levels.
Yeah, I had to reset the levels. I said, you two own nothing apart from yourselves.
That's right.
It's the only thing you lot control. I said, anything else in this in your house, or when you come like over to me, me and your mum are lending you.
Yeah.
Any time, bank will take it back.
That's weird. We'll
come repossess your shit.
No, because they're generally okay with toys. There's a few things they've got literally the exact same thing. So, like, we've got two little red cars that you sit on.
Yeah.
And stuff. Somehow they still manage to fight over. Over that. Her thing is always that. I'm trying to get her to learn that she sometimes causes the ag between them. Because sometimes he's actually just on a really chilled one. He's very cuddly, very tactile. They're both tactile, but like, say she'll be sat watching TV and he'll literally come over to the sofa and all he wants to do is just sit next to her. Doesn't want to hit her, doesn't want to just sit next to her. And sometimes he even, like, it's cute, he, like, just rests his head on her shoulder. And 9.5 times out of 10, her reaction to that is, get off me! And it's just like, where is the love between you two? He's like, get off me! I don't want him touching me. I don't like my brother.
I was
just like, Sadie, you can't say that. You can't say that.
That's too much now.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, like, get off me. And he's just immediate. As soon as she starts moving away and like expresses any dislike, he just switches into, I'm annoying younger brother mode. He's now just burying his head into a ribs and just laying there, just not, again, not making eye contact, just going.
I don't know what's going on. What's happening?
I don't know why she's getting so annoyed. And you see his feet pushing into the sofa to get more leverage. And just,
that is funny.
Just can't you two just be.
Be, yeah, yeah, each harmony.
Other? No, Alani's convinced that because I don't like her. Because she's very tactile.
Yeah.
And he's like me. He's not.
Yeah, yeah.
So he will come and give you, he's got a new thing where he'll come up and give you a hug, and in the hug he'll go, ah, like that.
Yeah.
That's his new thing. And if you're very lucky, he'll tap you on the back as well.
He'll
give you a little tap. So there's times when like they're like, so she'll just grab him
because
she wants a hug, and he's like, he's mobile now, so he's like, no. But then he's got to do it on his own accord. But if he don't want to do it right then and there, she's like, well, he don't like me. He's not, you know. But then on moments when he's like, no, I will come and give you a hug, just randomly, she'll be like balls deep in her iPad and realize it and miss your opportunity. But then when she's annoying him, you're just like you're saying, trying to be, explain, being like, you if you're in his space jarring him, why do you think he's going to come up to you and give you a hug?
So it's that same as, they're never on the same wavelength. Like we had friends round and like a play date. They had their two kids. Savvy was asleep. He's woke up from his nap now. His mum's gone to get him. So he's hugging her. Come down, he's giving me a hug. And Zadie's now putting on a show of, I'm nice, big sister. So she's like, oh, Zavi, my baby. Just does his face.
Don't like my brother.
That was literally the same morning. I don't like my brother. And she's trying to literally give him a hug, and this boy just gives two hands, shove in the chest, just bow. He's just like, nope. And then I'm just like, this is what you two are. This is what you
sibling two love.
Yeah,
that is it. And but every now and again,
do you have loving moments?
Huh?
Do you have loving moments?
And like, I don't even say anything. I just watch it and I take it in.
Yeah.
I don't draw attention to it. No, yeah. Like she did one today. So he was in the kitchen and he comes in the kitchen and like he's been a bit unwell, but he's getting like he's over the worst of it now and whatnot. But he was like dribbling out of his dummy.
Yeah.
Where his nose is a bit blocked, so he's like probably breathing out his mouth and that. And like he's doing that and she just goes, she's talking to me, and then just like without even thinking about it, she just wipes it with her hand and like just cleans him up and does that, and then he just pisses off about his day again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was nice.
That was sweet. Yeah.
Like, you didn't even like, if that was anyone else, if that was me and I was dribbling, she'd be like, ew.
Yeah.
You know? What happened the other day, like he moved way too fast, and she like, he didn't fall, but like everyone's mind was like, he could fall.
Yeah.
And she grabbed him.
Right, I see.
And I was like, oh, that was nice. You'll see him now and again, just like on the sofa, or she'll be sat on the floor, he'll be sat in her lap.
Yeah.
And he'll just be watching TV or stuff like that.
Mm.
When I was changing him today, he was fucking going for it. She put something on the iPad for him to watch so he could calm down.
Yeah, so the most, yeah, Dave, whenever I'm getting a snack for her, she's like, I want a snack. Don't get her one. And she goes, can I have one for my brother?
Mm.
So she'll say something like that.
Mm.
And I was like, is this just a sly trick?
Do they also steal food?
But then she will give it to. Well, I'll go on to that. So do that. And then the other day, that's all the time I hear him crying, then I'll go into the living room, then she's always got an explanation.
Mm.
Of us like, oh, I didn't do it. So, guilty!
Yeah,
but the other day.
By association.
Yeah, the other day he was crying. I was like, got in there, and they were just hugging.
Oh.
And I was like, what happened? And he's like, oh, he fell into his car and stuff, and I thought he hurt himself, so I gave him a cuddle. And I was just like, I'll see. Right, fair enough. I was like, oh, that's nice. So I said to him, that was the scene I expected to walk in. But food thing, I was even today before I came out, just these two, that when they play and they argue the exact same way, just hype.
Mm.
It's just hype. And today, I don't know what it was today when I got in, they were just feeding off each other's energy in a very positive way for them, but it was just annoying for me. Like, she just started to hit me.
Mm.
That was her game. Hit me, run off, and he was just like, yeah! So he just started joining in. And she was going, daddy, 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 hit. And I was like, stop it. And as I turned for her, he was like, daddy! Bam! And just, I was like this.
I can't win this.
Yeah, I was like, how am I getting violated like this?
They're clapping you up.
And then getting them in the bath, it was getting them ready. As I was taking his clothes off, she was like running around. So I grabbed her, started taking over because he started running. And I was like, this is just it's like a cartoon. And then in the bath, just splashing water just everywhere. Just like floor is soaked. And I'm telling him, stop. And then she's just like, she's just doing, just egging him on, just like laughing when he's doing it and stuff. And they're both just cheering each other on, just screaming. One screams, the other screams louder. And they're just there, just splashing water at each other. So, I'm glad you're getting on, but just fucking relax.
Not at my expense.
Yeah, exactly.
So get on, but not at my expense. Oh, wow. Just but, listen to you to go back while I'm at down there. I've so got you've all got this all to come. That to come. Yeah.
But you're the only one here who had the experience of growing up with siblings your age.
Boys. Well, my younger brother's 4 years. He's 4 years younger.
And you're older.
And my older, well, my next oldest, he's three and a half. Yeah.
Do you remember squabbling, fighting with them? And
yeah, we'll fight over dumb stuff. Like I'll probably more squabble with my younger brother. Yeah. Just because.
Do you think the other two squabbled with each other? So you.
I think they squabbled, and then they start getting on when they start getting into like secondary school and whatnot, and then
two became the babies.
We were the babies, and we will squabble over dumb stuff. But then I remember me and my older brother will squabble because. Obviously, when you're young, you look to someone older. And obviously, you got older brother. You think what they do is cool.
Yeah.
So, I remember, let's say we're going shopping. And I don't know what trainers in fashion. I have no idea. How old was I probably here? I was probably like...
I'm guessing it's
seven, eight. And then, let's say we're in like a Foot Locker or a JD. And it's like, okay, mum will be like, everyone, all of you, you get one trainer. You get a pair of trainers. So, I'm walking around. Obviously, you got the selection of trainers. I would like wait 10 minutes, see what my older brother's picking.
Is this the eldest or just
the eldest? The eldest. So I'll see what he picked. He's like, maybe, I think just back in the, like Aftershock or something. I don't know. He picked it and then I'll just look like I know I'm going to copy him, but I need to make it look like I've just spontaneously have the hundreds of selections, pick the exact same one, I will bring it to Canada. Mom, he's copying me. I didn't copy you. I know what I like. And then he gets mad. That I've copied him, and then he's mad at me.
What
you're
gonna say?
What
does he change his selection, and change it again?
Oh yeah, of course. So we start following each other. So he's like, "Oh, I'll get something else." And again, be looking. I switch now. Then he's getting telling mum, tell him to stop copying. What do you mean? Then he gets pissed off at me. I'm copying. I'm like, what else do I have? I only have you. I'm only gonna get what you have got because I don't know anything else. If you got the older brother, it's not the same, but like this recent episode where everyone thinks Vince's older brother's cool. It turns out he's a nerd, but because he's older,
he's cool.
Yeah. And I think that was it. He's 4 or 5 years older. So I'm thinking,
are you indirectly calling your older brother a nerd?
No, that's why I didn't like the reference. Okay. I didn't like the reference, but I just think, obviously, I'm thinking if you can go to secondary school and rock this, if I come in to primary school with this, I'm shutting down the playground. That was my sort of logic.
And did you?
I shut down the playground. Those aftershocks were serious. Because I got this from America. So obviously, if you say, I got this from America.
Yeah, it should mean something.
Is that near New Cross?
That sounds like the bubble, you know? It's just like, I got this from New York. It's like, what?
Raw. Like this shirt.
How did your parents settle your squabble? Do you feel like they took the side of the youngest or was it just...
You get the last cut of the meat.
Yeah, I think when you're... I mean, my older brother, obviously, because he's the eldest, and I understood it, but I probably understand it more having my own child, is that they get a little sort of favouritism, which you can't... It's not like they've all shown love, and support and stuff like that. But I think they're just that the eldest always just gets that little bit of, you call it intertangibles if you want to call it that. Mm. But just a little bit of favoritism that I've always kind of sensed. But it's they show love. Yeah,
I thought it'd be the youngest.
No, I feel like the eldest because you can actually communicate with them more. A reason
I just think they get that sort of
there's bargains that do like Zayd is all these other she has all these things and treats she gets. Because she can simply just reason and bargain to get these treats.
I just think the eldest just gets that sort of...
Whereas Zavi's like, this is your routine, bruv. And just
there's a leniency with the youngest. I'll say, pardon me. I'll say the youngest gets some leniency because I guess sometimes that strictness you're talking about, just by the time, especially you get to your fourth, you're kind of like, what the heck, man? But I definitely think there's this sort of... maybe there's sort of, there's this sort of, when you're the eldest, you definitely get a bit of, maybe, as you said, the bargaining, there's definitely that sort of unique treatment,
yeah,
I would call it. But they that comes with a lot of responsibility. Let's be frank, you're the one, you're almost like the third parent at times. There's a lot of raising. You almost have to raise your siblings. You have to step in.
And every child after is just getting the templated parenting of the eldest one. Yeah, this is what we did with him.
Mm.
This is with her, so this is what's going to happen with you.
Copy and paste.
And it's like, but I don't like these things. Boy, I don't know what else to tell you.
That's
like,
it. This is what we figured out.
I got any time to do anything different.
I don't think there's certain elements, like, yeah, stepping in, and it's easier with Alani being 9 to be like, I'm literally running out the door to the car. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Just make sure none of you die, really.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
But the bargains, mate. But I don't think I would really hear it because she, like, none of them can spin me.
Yeah.
So I reckon Cherie hears more of the bargains.
Yeah. Mm.
Because none of them can really spin me, like, for anything. Like, if it's a no, it's a hard no. Like, today, I had to go upstairs to get a lighter to light these candles for my mum. And, like, she'd just been flying up and down the stairs, whatever. And then I was like, you can wait down here. And then she just flew up the stairs. And as she was going up the stairs, I was like, hello. She got to the top of the stairs. She was like, what?
Like, what? I said, you can wait
down here.
I fucking hate you kids so much.
Like, what? Because on the third hello, I was like, am I a dick?
That's the thing.
Because I know I can hear me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what? And I was like, I said, you can wait down here. And then I'll go up, I get the light, I'll come back downstairs. And she's like, can I light the candles? I was like, no. She was like, why? I said, because you didn't listen on the stairs. She was like, no. I've lit the candles now. She's like, can I carry the cake in? I was like, no. She's like, why? I said, because you didn't listen on the stairs. She was like, that was... I said hello 3 times. So each hello has got a punishment. And the third punishment was, I cut all the slices of cake. And I was like, take this to your mum, take this to my mum, blah, blah, blah. And then when she came back for her slice, it was like, this? I was just joking, though. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And she was just seeing her reaction. I was like, that's yours. And she looked at it, she was like, what is that? And then I gave her a proper.
That's the fun you could have.
But I won't. I won't budge. If it's a no, it's a no.
Yeah,
you can't bargain me.
I hear that.
I remember one time we walked in a shop, and I said to Cherie, this was a few years ago, and I was like, watch. I said, watch. She's gonna spin you to buy her something she don't need in this shop. As soon as we walked in, she was like, oh my god, look at these pens. I was like,
it's begun.
You've got a million pens. These pens don't do anything. No, it wasn't even pens, actually. Sorry, it was like these carrot flavored like veggie sticks.
Yeah,
but the packaging looked cool.
Yeah,
so she's like, oh my god, look at this, mum. These are, you know, when they say shit, wow, mum, look at this. This is carrots. Mum's like, yeah, mum. You ever try to do that to your mum? Like, oh my gosh, mum, look at this. Can you believe this is carrots? And you're hoping the response is, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then you could try and spin the line and be like, yeah, I wonder what they taste like. Well, put them in the trolley, son, and we'll find out.
Yeah.
I presume. I never got that response from my mum. She'd be like, put it fucking down.
Yeah.
And then, but within 30 seconds, like, she was like, do you want them? And I was like, there you go.
You got spot.
Does she need carrot sticks?
Absolutely.
Does she need them? That cost, like, some of them dumb products that are like 6 in a packet, £8. What?
Yeah.
Do we need this? There's real live carrots in the fridge.
Down. Absolutely. Yeah, you're getting absolute spam, but that's power marketing and packaging, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I looked at her and I was like, you know what you're doing, isn't it? And then she just went like this.
They're smarter than they look, these kids.
They're very smart.
Can we get into a scenario before we lock off this pod?
No, next episode.
You think leave it to the next one? Alright, we've run out of time. Sorry, listener. We'll get to your question in the next episode. Well, that's been another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To the left has been
K to the A to the Z, sucking on your mum's titty in between Michael Akadiri and Darren G. Pause.
Well, you really play on that one. And to the left, to the left, witnessing Kazim sucking on them titties was
Mr. Darryl Griffiths. So,
take care and peace.